Righto, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Tower insurance, and I bet you there was some talk at the AGM about premiums.
There sure was. Just an aside, we're working through our local reporting season, but huge levels of anticipation out there for this NVIDIA result in the US.
Yeah.
Comes out after the US market news session closes, so we'll cover it off tomorrow morning. Yeah, let's have a quick look at insurance and Tower. Insurance company listed on the NZX, and insurance has been a pretty hot topic this year, hasn't it? We know insurance is getting more expensive, premiums increasing by double-digit numbers. It's part of the sticky inflation problem. Also, questions being asked about how the industry responds and deals with the challenges of climate change. So it's a pretty loaded environment. Should we call it that, Mike? A loaded environment? Tower Insurance held its annual shareholders meeting yesterday, and CEO Blair Turnbull has told the meeting that the company has had a particularly strong start to its current financial year. So that Tower's been sort of focusing on, amongst other things, what they call risk selection, or trying to price specific insurance risks correctly. They have seen strong premium growth. So yes, there was talk about premium growth. The metric is called gross written premiums, or GWP, and for the start of the year, it's that's risen by 21%. They've grown their customer numbers as well. In the 25 financial year, Tower is targeting to deliver underlying net profit after tax of between 40 and 60 million, and shareholders will be pleased to hear they're targeting 60 to 80 million in the 26th financial year. Now, Mike, I know there's been a lot of commentary about insurance costs. I think the one thing we do need to also recognise is that what the last 12 months has definitely shown us is we do need a strong insurance sector, and we need insurance companies to be financially strong because we rely on them. So we need the sector to be robust. The share price has been bouncing around 60 cents. It has had a good pop higher. It's to 70 cents. So on that front, good news for shareholders.
Okay, do we have good news in the PPI?
Sort of. So this is, we're talking about inflation from a slightly different lens. So we talk about CPI, and that's in relation to inflation generally. That's consumer price inflation. That's the inflation pressure that we feel. But yesterday, Stats Department released this PPI, Producer Price Index. Now, this is the wholesale version of inflation. So I think CPI for business. And they released an index of inputs and outputs. So we can see the cost coming into business, and we can see how those costs are passed on. So this is for the December quarter. So it is quite historical. Input PPI rose 0.9% for the December quarter. Outputs rose 0.7%. in the December quarter. So inputs went up a bit more than output. So at a very simplistic level, you could say that some cost pressure was absorbed by business. Now, both of these outcomes were slightly higher than expected, but annual PPI is still quite contained. So I think in that regard, even though slightly higher than expected, I don't think there's a sort of a burning platform here. They also release a farm expenses index, Mike, and it didn't change in the December quarter. It was flat. So that's good news for the farming sector. Big falls in fertilizer prices, apparently. According to the data, fertilizer prices in the index were down over 20%. So good news there.
Now, what about this bond tender? Because there's been a lot of questions around whether the demand would be there, but my word, no shortage of demand.
Absolutely no shortage of demand. So it can get a bit technical and convoluted, but big picture, we've talked about this, certainly be another public talking point, the higher levels of borrowing the government now needs to do. Main mechanism for that is the government sells government bonds. So we're reliant on some degree to there being strong demand for those bonds. So Debt Management Office, who manages, they announced the intention to issue a new 30-year bond. So it matures in 2054. Went to the market with this yesterday. Massive demand. They issued $4 billion, but there was $19 billion of demand. So it was massively oversubscribed. So no problem with investors wanting the mic. For the record, the cost to the government of that $4 billion, 5.0925%.
Solid return. Right, numbers.
Solid. The Dow Jones is down 72 points. It's at 38,491. The S&P 500 is down 10 points, 4965. And the NASDAQ is down about 0.75%, 15,000. 512. As I say, just all anticipating that NVIDIA result. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 0.75%, 7659. The Nikkei, about 0.25% fall there, 38262 was the close. The Shanghai Composite gained just under 1%. 2950. The ASX 200 yesterday, they lost 0.75%, 51 points. It fell, 7608. And we were up 0.17% on the NZX 50, 11,590. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6174 US. It's up against the Aussie, 0.9432, 0.5707 euro, 0.4890 pounds, 92.77 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,025 US dollars, and Brent crude, $82.72.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.